Chapter 3, Step 1, Urgent Excellence. In 2002, rap mogul Eminem starred in the movie 8 Mile. The movie portrayed his beginning life struggles and the pursuit of his dreams in a profession mostly dominated by African Americans. In essence, it's a story of how a poor, fatherless, dysfunctional white kid from Detroit used the science of winning and the four phases of winning in the evolution of a winner: imitation, innovation, inspiration, and identification, to move from poverty to world-famous superstar status. 8 Mile not only received high critical acclaim and exploded at the box office, pulling in a record $51 million in its opening weekend, but it also launched Eminem's, born Marshall Bruce Mathers III, music career into another stratosphere of success. Along with the top-selling movie, Eminem's hit song Lose Yourself, which was the theme song for the film, also gathered 5 Grammy Award nominations and won the 2002 Oscar for Best Original Song, the first rap song ever to receive this accolade. A part of the song says this: "You better lose yourself in the music, the moment. You own it. You never let it go. You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime, yo. Look, if you had one shot or one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted in one moment, would you capture it or just let it slip? Yo." Not only did Eminem recognize and engage in the science of winning, he also unknowingly penned the anthem for the first principle of Winology: urgent excellence. Getting to the root. While the term urgent excellence might be a bit foreign to you, let me give you its often used synonym: diligence. Now, I realize the word diligence probably ranks right up there with science, which is exactly why I didn't title this chapter Diligence. But let's unpack this word a bit and see how it actually is Winology's foundational building block. When you hear the word diligence, you may automatically think of dotting all your I's and crossing all your T's. While it's true that diligence speaks of handling your business and affairs of life with excellence, the true meaning of the word is much deeper and meaningful. Actually, one of the ancient origins of the word likens it to the concept of being sharp like a knife or a tooth. However, there are other connotations that add tremendous understanding and value to its meaning. The Latin word from which diligence originated is diligentia. It means attentiveness or carefulness. In the Greek language, the word translated as diligence is spoudē, meaning expedience, speed, or with much haste. The French origin of the word diligence concurs with both the Latin and the Greek and actually merges both meanings and also adds the connotation of speed or with much haste. All in all, these combined ancient meanings paint a word picture of diligence as doing things with careful attention, quickly, and with no hesitation. This completes our linguistics lesson for this chapter. In other words, diligence is urgent excellence, the first step of Winology. The winning combination. If you truly desire to be a champion in certain areas of life, you must understand that being excellent in your affairs is simply not enough. Winners take the next step. They're keenly aware that excellence is connected to and fueled by a sense of urgency. This type of urgency isn't necessarily an overwhelming feeling of life and death, and certainly not anxiety or panic. Urgency is an awareness of the magnitude of the moment. True diligence recognizes a window of opportunity at hand and does whatever it takes to seize that opportunity in the most excellent fashion. Most people only function in half of this equation. They may be excellent, yet lack the ability to identify opportunity with a sense of urgency. On the other hand, some may recognize the opportunity at hand, but fail in the excellence to actualize it. To be a winner on the level in which this book is designed, you must learn to have both elements functioning at the same time. Master artist and craftsman Leonardo da Vinci said it like this: "I have been impressed with the urgency of doing. Knowing is not enough. We must apply. Being willing is not enough. We must do." Finding anyone of great accomplishment who didn't combine both the excellence of work with the urgency of recognizing a special window of opportunity is practically impossible. One of the greatest historical examples of innovation and innovative success is Thomas Edison. Young Thomas was told by his schoolmaster that he lacked the intelligence to ever produce anything of any significance. He went on to suggest that Thomas find an occupation that could be enhanced by his outgoing personality. Edison's response to this soon-to-be-proven grossly false assessment was simply amazing. He said, "My teachers say I'm addled. My father thought I was stupid. I almost decided I must be a dunce. My mother was the making of me. She was so true, so sure of me. I felt I had someone to live for, someone I must not disappoint." For the sake of his mother, Thomas Edison harnessed a sense of urgency and combined it with the excellence of work. The results? To this day, he still holds the record for the most patents ever issued to an individual in the U.S., 1,093. His urgent excellence propelled him from lacking intelligence to solving problems that would change society's complete quality of life. Over the years, we have enjoyed the benefits of his many breakthrough inventions, including the phonograph, practical incandescent lighting, motion pictures, and the alkaline battery, just to name a few. Not too bad for a so-called dunce. Thomas Edison isn't the only one to rise from this dilemma to greatness. Others have followed suit after him. In the fifth grade, Ben was considered by his classmates and teachers to be one of the dumbest kids in his class. He even believed their opinion. One day, he brought home a report card that reflected poor progress in a subject. Thinking he was in fact the dumbest kid in the class, Ben reasoned with his mother about his bad mark. "Mom, it doesn't matter that much." Ben's mom was of another persuasion. Having only a third grade education, Ben's mother knew the only way her children would escape poverty was through the means of education. She began to assist them with their assignments, insisting the boys read them to her for their own benefit. Unbeknownst to her boys, she was actually illiterate and couldn't read the assignments herself. Her sense of urgent excellence outweighed her limitations. Mama was determined that her boys would win in life. In addition to their school assignments, she set out three rules for her two underachieving boys. Number one, they would only be allowed to watch two pre-selected TV shows per week. Number two, all homework had to be completed before any outside play or TV could commence. And number three, each boy would be required to read two library books weekly and write a report on each of them. What must have seemed like prison to her sons was an opportunity in disguise. Honoring his mother's wishes, Ben followed the rules. It wasn't long before he began to see the fruits of his labor. One day, his teacher asked the class a question. Ben was the only student who answered correctly. Then, there was a second question. Once again, to the shock of his classmates and teacher, only one student had the correct answer. Ben. Ben quickly recognized that his knowledge had come from the books he was reading. At that moment, he concluded that if he could learn a few facts from library books, what other information awaited him? For the first time in his life, Ben realized his potential of winning and with urgent excellence seized the opportunity. His diligence paid off. Not only would Ben graduate high school with high honors, he went on to receive his bachelor's degree in psychology from Yale University, followed by an MD from the University of Michigan Medical School. Today, Dr. Benjamin Carson, the boy thought to be the dumbest kid in his fifth grade class, is one of the world's most renowned neurosurgeons. He has received numerous accolades, written highly acclaimed articles for leading medical journals, and has authored six best-selling books. As if these aren't enough accolades, as I pen this chapter, Dr. Carson is running for the office of the President of the United States. These two men, along with countless others, arrived at their level of success by mastering the art of combining preparation and opportunity. They are not alone. Today, right now, you have massive opportunities in front of you, some nearer than you think. How do you become a winner? It starts with letting the sense of urgency be your fuel to walk through life's open doors of opportunity. It's the beginning of Winology. Opportunity knocks. What exactly is opportunity? What does it look like? How will you know when you're facing it? While the majority of our mediocre society is simply waiting for their ship to come in, world-class winners view opportunity differently. Thomas Edison said it best. Opportunity is missed by most people because it's dressed in overalls and looks like work. To win in life, you must first open your eyes, recognize what's before you, and then get to work. It's having a sense of urgent excellence. In the spring of 1993, I was faced with such a window. The Taekwondo Federation, with which I was associated, was in the process of building a team to represent the U.S. at the Global Taekwondo Federation World Championships. The competition was to be held later that year in Moscow, Russia. The good news was that the 153-pound weight class was wide open. The bad news was I weighed 178 pounds at the time. With barely 3 months to lose, 25 pounds, I was faced with a decision. Dropping that much weight in that amount of time while still maintaining a world-class edge and skill set for the tryouts seemed practically impossible. My decision came down to some fundamental questions I had to answer. Would I make excuses of how that was too much weight to lose on such short notice? Would I stay comfortable and content with my national titles or respond to the dream of a world championship? Would I leave my comfort zone and rise to the challenge, applying myself to the most rigorous training regimen I'd ever experienced? The decision was mine. I chose the path of diligence. The sense of urgency compounded and fueled my desire for excellence. Something within me confirmed that this was a golden opportunity that could alter my life forever. In the words of Eminem, I truly had one shot, one opportunity to seize everything I ever wanted. This was my open door. So I buckled down and went to work. Life on a mission. Knowing the task in front of me, I immediately jumped into a rigorous 6-day-a-week insane training routine. Intensive fight training, technical drill work, weightlifting, and hours upon hours of cardio were my daily regimen. My diet also underwent a major change. No sugar, no bad fats, no sodas, no desserts, which also meant no fun. Quickly, the baby fat started melting off my 19-year-old frame to the point where people were concerned for my health. Many tried to talk me out of my decision, claiming the intense schedule and rapid weight loss were too extreme and unsafe. But I was obsessed with my goal and unwilling to even entertain distractions. My decision had been made. I was on a mission. By the summer of 1993, I looked like a rail. My entire wardrobe hung off my body like a kid wearing his daddy's clothes. However, I felt better than ever. As if the challenge to train and win a spot on the U.S. national team wasn't grueling enough, the actual tryouts came right on the heels of a 6-day intensive black belt training camp held outdoors in the Arkansas summer heat. The final morning of that camp, I was tested for my third-degree black belt. The testing lasted more than 4 solid hours and was held outdoors under the intense Ozark sun. Timing wasn't on my side, but diligence was. Tryout day finally came and I showed up with 2 black eyes and bruises all over my body, battle scars from the previous 6 days of training and testing. I will never forget that Sunday afternoon in Little Rock, Arkansas. Little did I know I would be the youngest competitor to try out, not to mention one of the least experienced, but I had made my decision. Win, lose, or draw, this was my time to lay everything on the line. At the end of the day, with a severely beat-up body and 2 black eyes, I scored more overall points than 38 of the 40 competitors. This locked me in for the number 2 spot on the team. Diligence had won. My life would never be the same. That year in Russia, I won 2 silver medals at the World Championships, along with the medals our team had the honor of being the first American athletes to ever compete in the Olympic Stadium. The stadium was built for the 1980 Moscow Olympics, but the U.S. boycotted their participation. Our team also witnessed a very significant occurrence, both for the country of Russia and symbolically for my personal life. The Russian parliament had initiated a coup against President Boris Yeltsin, who was attempting to dissolve the Soviets' power and introduce democracy to Russia. In the early morning of October 4, 1993, the Russian army, in response to President Yeltsin's impeachment, stormed the parliament and restored Yeltsin to power. In their pursuit, Russian tanks drove directly in front of our hotel, a sight our team will remember forever. Little did we know that history was unfolding right in front of our eyes. Some historians have called it the deadliest day in Moscow since the Revolution of 1917. Freedom was coming to Russia, but that wasn't all. Due to my own newfound diligence, freedom was coming to me as well. Seize the moment. This is part of my journey of winning. But what about you? How many times have you sensed a window of opportunity and watched it pass you by? I know I've missed a couple boats along the way. There's nothing we can do about opportunities missed, but there certainly is something you can do about the next one. Seize it with urgent excellence. Famous English author and speaker Leonard Ravenhill once said one of the most profound statements concerning the subject of opportunity and urgent excellence. The opportunity of a lifetime must be seized within the lifetime of the opportunity. Read this quote a few times slowly. Let its powerful truth sink into your mind and spirit. Every opportunity has a time frame. For me, that one golden opportunity had a shelf life of 3 months. After that time, the window would close. Walking through this particular part of my journey, I learned 3 valuable lessons of urgent excellence. It recognizes an opportunity. It responds swiftly to conquer the moment. It produces great rewards. Are there any areas in your life, maybe an area you feel a touch of destiny or natural giftedness, where you sense a window of opportunity opening? Is there a feeling of urgency to not let this one slip away? Now, will you capture the moment or let it slip away? Winologists do the former and build a life beyond their wildest dreams. You have no control over when the next window of opportunity will open. However, what you can control is your personal diligence to be ready when it does. You must harness the sense of urgency and let it drive you towards excellence. Get started. Urgent excellence isn't difficult to begin. As a matter of fact, you can start it right now. It's simple. Notice I didn't say it was easy, just simple. Let's get started. What dreams do you have for your life right now? What is your heart's greatest desire? Do you have educational, relational, financial, or vocational goals? Then stop right now, take a sheet of paper, your iPad, or your Winology journal, and list them out one by one. Can you do that? If you can, congratulations. Just doing this single exercise places you in the top 5% of people in the world who want to accomplish a goal. 95% never accomplish this first step. Here's a little secret. Until you write down your desires and goals and post them in a place where they are in front of your eyes every day, they will migrate to some dark corner in the back of your mind. Every step of Winology will carry specific assignments. Commit to allowing the next 8 Winology steps to transform your positive disciplines into other areas of your life. Deciding to win is the very first step to winning. Step 1. Urgent Excellence Assignments. Take a complete inventory of your life right now. First, write down the area where you're the most diligent and feel like you best practice urgent excellence. Maybe it's in the area of personal health, personal finances, or the development of family and personal relationships. Take a moment and celebrate the areas where you're exercising diligence and are seeing positive results. Now, write down the areas where you need to be more urgent and excellent. Be really honest. Take a good look at your answers. Write a personal statement of affirmation for your victories, followed by a statement regarding your decisions to improve. Now that you have a grasp of urgent excellence, it's time for the next crucial step in Winology: positive conviction. In the following chapter, you're going to see how to design your future from the inside out, how to think and believe like the world-class winner you were born to be. Opportunity is knocking. Are you ready? Do you feel a sense of urgency? Then let's go.